Single agent AI coding hits a ceiling, context windows fill up, role confusion creeps in, output quality degrades. The solution? Multiple specialized models with structured handoffs. One model plans, another builds, a third validates. Each starts fresh. Each excels at its role. Basic code assistants show roughly 10% productivity gains. But companies pairing AI with end-to-end process transformation report 25 to 30% improvements. The difference isn't the model, it's the architecture, specifically how you engineer the context each agent receives. Anthropic's research on multi-agent systems confirms what we observe. Architecture matters more than model choice. Their finding that token usage explains 80% of the variance reflects the impact of isolation, focused context, rather than accumulated conversation history. This post documents a production workflow using Goose, an open-source AI assistant. The architecture separates planning, building, and validation into distinct phases, each with a different model optimized for the task. Why do single-agent AI coding workflows hit a ceiling? A single AI model handling an entire coding task accumulates context with every interaction. By implementation time, the model carries baggage from analysis, research, and planning phases. This stems from three core problems. Context bloat. Long conversations consume token budgets. The model forgets early instructions or weighs recent context too heavily. On-demand retrieval adds another failure mode. Agents miss context 56% of the time because they don't recognize when to fetch it. Role confusion. A model asked to analyze, plan, implement, and validate lacks clear boundaries. It starts implementing during planning. It skips validation steps. Outputs blur together. Accumulated errors. Mistakes in early phases propagate. A misunderstanding in analysis leads to a flawed plan. A flawed plan leads to incorrect implementation. Fixing requires starting over. How does sub-agent architecture solve context problems? The fix: spawn specialized sub-agents for each phase. An orchestrator handles high-level coordination and human interaction. Sub-agents handle execution with fresh context. The orchestrator, Claude Opus 4.5, handles research and plan phases. Research requires human judgment at a single gate to decide the approach. After plan completion, it spawns a build subagent, Claude Haiku 4.5, that receives only the plan, not accumulated history. The builder writes code, runs tests, then hands off to a check subagent, Claude Sonnet 4.5, for validation. Each subagent starts with clean context. The builder knows what to build, not how we decided to build it. The validator knows what was built, not what alternatives we considered. This is context engineering in practice, designing what each agent sees rather than letting context accumulate. This isolation prevents context pollution and drives the performance gains research attributes to architecture over model selection. How does model selection affect cost and quality? Different phases need different capabilities. Planning requires reasoning. Building requires speed and instruction following. Validation requires balanced judgment. Cost optimization. Building involves the most token-heavy work: reading files, writing code, running tests. Routing this volume to cheaper models cuts costs significantly. Research on multi-agent LLM systems shows up to 94% cost reduction through model cascading. This architecture targets 50 to 60% savings by routing building work to Haiku while preserving Opus for planning. Beyond cost, fresh context enables tasks that fail with single agents. A 12-file refactor that exhausts a single model's context window succeeds when each sub-agent starts clean. Why minimalist instructions matter. Smaller models like Haiku excel with focused, explicit prompts. Complex multi-step instructions cause drift. The recipe went through multiple iterations to find the right balance, enough context to execute correctly, minimal enough to avoid confusion. Each phase prompt fits in under 500 tokens. The builder receives a structured JSON plan, not prose. Constraints beat verbosity. How does project context reach subagents? Recipes define the workflow, but subagents also need project context. Build commands, conventions, file structure. That's where agents.md comes in, a portable markdown file that provides the baseline knowledge every subagent inherits. Goose, Claude Code, Cursor, Codex, and 40 plus other tools read it natively. In Vercel's Evils, an agents.md file achieved a 100% pass rate on build, lint, and test tasks where skills-based approaches maxed out at 79%. Think of it as CSS for agents. Global rules cascade into every project. Project-specific rules override where needed. The orchestrator and every subagent it spawns inherit both layers without explicit prompting. How do subagents communicate? Subagents communicate through JSON files in Worktree, Jut, Chua handoff. Each session uses an isolated Git worktree, so handoff files are scoped to that execution context. This creates an explicit contract between phases. The plan file contains everything the builder needs. The validator reads both 02plan.json and 03build.json to verify implementation matches requirements. It writes structured feedback to 04validation.json. The builder reads this feedback, fixes the specific issues, and triggers another check cycle until validation passes. Why files instead of memory? Three reasons. Auditable. Every decision is recorded. Debug failures by reading the handoff chain. Resumable. Interrupt and resume without losing state. Start a new session with the same handoff files and no work is lost. Debuggable. Failed validations include exact locations and actionable next steps. Where should human judgment stay in AI workflows? Not every phase needs human approval. The workflow distinguishes between decisions, require judgment, and execution, follow the plan. Phases with gates, human approval required. Research. Which of these approaches should we take? Check. Conditional. On fail or pass with notes, human decides whether to fix issues or proceed, faces without gates. Auto proceed. Setup. Initialize context and gather requirements. Plan. Design solution based on approved research direction. Build. Execute the approved plan. Check. On pass. Validation passed, proceed to commit, commit PR, push validated changes. This separation preserves governance without creating bottlenecks. Humans make strategic decisions, AI executes. If validation fails, the system loops back to build with specific feedback. No human intervention for mechanical fixes. What results does this produce? This architecture powers development across multiple projects. Three examples from Aptu. The validation phase caught issues the builder missed. In PR number 272, the check subagent identified a missing trait bound that would have failed compilation. The builder fixed it on the retry loop. No human intervention required. Design targets. Research on multi-agent frameworks for code generation shows they consistently outperform single-model systems, Raghavan and Malik, 2025. The architecture is designed to achieve when does this work and when doesn't it. Works well for multi-file refactors, where context isolation prevents confusion, feature additions following established patterns, complex changes requiring distinct planning and execution, teams wanting audit trails, handoff files, document decisions. Less effective for simple one-file fixes. Overhead exceeds benefit. Legacy systems without clear patterns. Builder lacks context. Exploratory work where plans change during implementation. For teams integrating AI agents with legacy systems, see AI agents in legacy environments for integration patterns that work when your data lives in mainframes and AS400 systems. Takeaways. Separate reasoning from execution. Use capable models for planning, fast models for building. Fresh context beats accumulated context. Subagents start clean. They follow instructions without historical baggage. Structured handoffs create audit trails. JSON files document what was planned, built, and validated. Gates at decisions, not execution. Human judgment for strategy, automated loops for implementation. The full recipe is available as a GitHub gist. It builds on patterns from AI-assisted development, from implementation to judgment.